Last November and December, almost 36 have rocked the Azle-Reno area northwest of Fort Worth. And although the quakes are considered relatively small, they have been large enough to cause damage and raise alarm. Both the mayors of Reno and Azle believe there is a link to the disposal wells from oil and gas drilling in the area.
Common sense tells me that if you take millions of...
Mayor Linda Stokes of Reno.
If you take millions of gallons of water and you pump it down into a fault bed, you can't expect anything else. I mean, common sense tells you that it's going to shuffle and move things around. That fluid has to go somewhere.
Mayor Stokes says people in her city want the wells shut down. That won't happen until more research is done. SMU seismologist Heather Deshawn is among the experts gathering data from 12 stations that measure earthquake activity. Last night, she announced that her research shows the quakes generate as deep as 5 miles below the surface.
We know where the earthquakes are occurring. We know what sense of displacement takes place along the faults, and we're now working on trying to understand if there is a link between oil and gas industry activities and these earthquakes.
Both scientists and oil industry representatives agree the process will not be quick. Bill Stevens is a government relations consultant for the Texas Alliance of Energy Producers.
It's going to be a year, I think maybe 2 years, before maybe we have those answers. I hope it's not that long.
But many residents here have already made up their minds. John Hamilton, who lives in Azle, wishes there were a moratorium on all drilling activity.
Well, there's a lot of rhetoric, a lot of bureaucracy, government inaction again. It just takes a long time for anything to happen. The wheels go slowly.
It may feel like the Texas Railroad Commission and Congress are moving slow, but Mayor Linda Stokes says momentum is building.
This has actually moved through. In my experience with city government and now state government, this has moved faster than anything I've seen. And it's moving because you're talking.
The talk so far is mostly questions.
I thought it was informative, but I don't think they gave very many answers.
Kathy Lingle, who lives in Azle, says she was still left wondering who will pay for damage earthquakes have caused to homes. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.